It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chelsea Handler was on Bill Maher's show and explained how the 2016 election sent her into a midlife identity crisis. She explained how it made her feel so unhinged and the effects it had on her life and how it was very triggering for her and brought up things from her past.
My world becoming unhinged when I was a little girl. My brother died when I was 9 years old. I had never related the two, but for me, as I can imagine, it must have been for so many people. It was a huge emotional trigger.
Yeah, she just said that the trigger of feeling unhinged during the election just really sent her back to like things that when she was a kid, and she would have never realized that, but she was so angry all the time after this happened and felt so crazy that she decided to go to therapy, which has really helped her and made her connect the two. And she said that she really turned to cannabis instead of drinking a lot during that time. Bill Cosby, the seven women who accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault have settled defamation suits against the jailed comedian. The attorney for the women told a federal judge that his clients are now satisfied by a settlement in a defamation suit against Cosby. But according to Cosby's spokesperson, the settlement was made by Cosby's insurer and that the comedian himself didn't know about the deal at all. The spokesman added that the actor isn't paying anyone.
All right.
And Adam Sandler is finally returning to Saturday Night Live, but he's just going to be the host. He's returning on May 4th after leaving the show after the 94-95 season. Sandler first joined the show as a writer in the 1990s and became a regular on the show before getting booted after the 94-1995 season. And Shawn Mendes will be the musical guest.
It's like 25 years since he's been there.
Yeah, exactly. So I am absolutely so excited for this. Sandler's going to be so hilarious, and Shawn Mendes is really hot and a really good singer. So basically, May 4th, going to be a great SNL weekend. And then Shazam beat out Pet Sematary to take the top spot this weekend. Shazam is the latest DC comic movie, and it's a superhero movie featuring Zachary Levi, and it opened up in first place at $53.4 million. Then the remake of Pet Sematary opened up at second with $25 million. And then last weekend's top movie, which was Dumbo, fell to third place this weekend with $18.2 million. That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, someone on the Joe and Alex Show, man, they had a good time at the bar on Friday night, so much so that they don't remember exactly what they did. Well, this will be interesting. It's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.